Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Antonio Colubașanu. She is in Bucharest. She's a senior geopolitical analyst for Geopolitical Futures, as well as a lecturer at the National School of Political and Administrative Studies in Bucharest. And she's written a paper for the New Strategy Center on the Danube. As up to date as Russia being deprived of its membership after March 1st of this year, why is the war? What is to be done is in front of us. I learned from Antonio that the Danube is navigable and has been a release valve for the Ukraine grain coming out during harvest season. But at the same time, because of the success of Ukraine using anti-ship missiles and other delivery platforms, the Russian Black Sea Fleet, which had been blocking Odessa, the port that gets the grain out, is no longer able to do that because the missiles are so dangerous. They've moved to the other side of the Black Sea. And I believe that that has taken taken the burden off of the Danube. Is that correct, Antonio?
Yes and no, and I'll explain why. Again, it would be nice to have a map also together with the radio interview, but that's not quite possible. However, if you and your listeners look at the map, you will see that to go to Constanța, the Danube is still very much used in terms of the channels connecting the Danube mouth of the Black Sea into the Black Sea with the Danube channel in the territory of Romania and with Constanța. So that flow is still very much active, as is the flow in the Black Sea proper. So imagine like two ramifications of the main Black Sea corridor that are working currently. At the same time, this is being done because the Black Sea on this side of Europe, and in Constanța in particular, is becoming more crowded also with Asian trade, because we are also seeing the Middle Corridor very much used in its current shape, even without much investment being done elsewhere in the Eurasian continent. And that basically means that the Black Sea is also a route for Asian, in particular Chinese, trade towards Europe. So all of this makes the case for the Danube to be still very much under the burden of the war and under the burden of the global economic warfare, because obviously we are talking about the restructuring of the trade routes. So that makes the case still for the Danube to be very much used.
And the Danube right now, the Black Sea Fleet exit is impossible, but it's dangerous. The Danube right now, is it considered successful in its channels? I know that there was some hesitation early on when they used this alternative route. Has it been opened, or are they still dredging the parts that were difficult?
They are still dredging, and this is the main issue with the Danube, actually, because on the Danube and the lower Danube in particular, we have variations considering seasons. So basically, during the winter season, for instance, the river has the potential to solidify, and that makes it kind of inaccessible for boats, for instance. During spring and autumn, the Danube experiences water level increases, which again could lead to flooding. So this all points to how do we make it work, right? And this all points to that investment that was not really done, and the potential for more investment on the Danube. So there is still limits to what can be done, but the pressures that are being felt, at least on the eastern side of the Danube, I think will kind of push towards more investment into the river. And considering the reports that I'm seeing since I wrote this, actually, reports about the EU investment in the region, we basically have a lot of strategic questioning and a lot of strategic decisions to increase investment for the Danube. But to your point, yes, we do need this for making it work. And dredging is still an issue.
National security, the Danube River, from the Black Sea to the North Sea, an interior route. Antonio Calabasciano, Geopolitical Futures and other distinguished institutions. She's in Bucharest. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.